Adopt the Scout mindset, favoring facts over wishful thinking. In 1894, a scandal shook France when the army accused Alfred Dreyfus, the only Jewish officer, of selling military secrets to Germany. Despite his protests, investigators relied on handwriting analysis, which was disputed by experts. One expert's opinion was dismissed because of his affiliation with a powerful bank, leading to Dreyfus's conviction for treason. His case symbolizes the dangers of prejudice and rushing to judgment. When Dreyfus was sent to Devil's Island, Colonel Georges Picquart took charge of catching spies for France. At first, he believed Dreyfus was guilty, but things changed when he found letters to the Germans that looked like Dreyfus's handwriting. A handwriting expert let slip that someone was copying Dreyfus's writing to frame him. Picquart realized Dreyfus might be innocent. Despite facing danger and being accused of leaking secrets, Picquart kept searching for the truth. Because of his efforts, Dreyfus was eventually pardoned and allowed back into the army. Picquart's dedication to accuracy and honesty made him a hero in the Dreyfus affair, showing the importance of seeking the truth no matter the cost. The soldier mindset sees admitting error as a sign of defeat. People with a soldier mindset seek evidence that supports their existing beliefs, often resorting to rationalization, self-deception, and wishful thinking. Adopting this mindset can feel easier than confronting harsh realities, offering a sense of comfort and self-assurance. Those who appear resolute and unwavering in their convictions find it easier to persuade others to adopt their views. When evaluating a claim, individuals subconsciously consider how believing it would influence others' perceptions of them, a concept known as impression management in psychology. Additionally, the desire to maintain harmony in social interactions can be another motive for adopting a soldier mindset. The influence of beliefs and goals. Social groups often form around shared beliefs and goals. When members disagree, they can feel isolated from the group. Not challenging the group's beliefs may seem practical, as the group might be right. However, even if the group is wrong, many find it easier to conform. Some groups are so restrictive that they promote tall poppy syndrome, a bias against ambition. Members conform to the group's expectations, even in their thoughts. This syndrome is an extreme example of the soldier mindset, where motivated reasoning resists change to maintain a positive self-image or social acceptance. People often prioritize short-term consequences over long-term ones. The soldier mindset encourages this present bias, which can undermine long-term goals. Unrealistic optimism can motivate in the short term but lead to disappointment later if events don't meet expectations. Self-deception can accumulate, leading to risks and contradictions that may become apparent later. Adopting a scout mindset can help mitigate these risks. People overvalue social costs and others' opinions about the truth. Surveys reveal that many people don't tell their doctors the truth about their medication habits or their understanding of medical advice. They fear embarrassment and want to impress their doctors, even though accurate information is crucial for the best medical care. People often worry too much about others' opinions, focusing on short-term social consequences. They are tempted by immediate rewards, ignoring the long-term harm of false beliefs and overvaluing others' judgments. This leads to a soldier mindset, focusing on defense and conformity, while a scout mindset, which values clear vision and independent thinking, would be more beneficial. In today's world, businesses are moving from strict hierarchies to more collaborative management styles. A scout mindset, with its emphasis on long-term planning and independent thinking, is becoming more valued. This mindset is particularly useful in navigating crises, issues, and everyday challenges with imaginative yet reasoned responses. People can deceive themselves about having a scout mindset. Having a strong argument for your beliefs doesn't always mean much. It's important to recognize that our biases and irrational motivations can shape our thoughts and actions. For those with a scout mentality, actions are more important than words or beliefs. They understand that their reasoning isn't perfect and are willing to admit mistakes. Being open to and acting on criticism is another sign of the scout mentality. People with this mindset accept valid criticism. For instance, when Charles Darwin received a negative review of his book, On the Origin of Species, he wrote a letter thanking the critic for the fair and accurate critique. This shows a willingness to learn and improve, which is central to the scout mentality. Analyze bias in decisions. The scout mindset involves double-checking assumptions and conclusions. A woman noticed a trend in her correspondence where men addressed her as Ms. and women as Dr. She initially thought this showed gender bias. However, after reviewing her emails, she found that 8% of men and 6% of women used Dr., leading her to correct her earlier statement on Twitter. Andy Grove, co-founder of Intel, faced competition in buying memory chips. He and his co-founder, Gordon Moore, considered what a new CEO would do if they were replaced. Moore suggested a new leader would stop using memory chips, an idea so clear that Grove and Moore decided to implement it themselves. This outsider test helped them make a crucial decision that saved Intel. Testing selective skepticism reveals unwarranted credulity toward supporting arguments. Have you ever read an article that supports your political views, criticizes the opposite side, and claims their opinions show their lack of thought? Now, imagine an article from the opposing side doing the same thing. Would you think it's fair? The status quo bias test helps you question your choices. For instance, a blogger unsure about Brexit asked herself, "If we weren't already in the EU, would I vote to join?" She concluded she wouldn't. This kind of thinking helps you see if your decisions are based on your current situation or if they are genuinely what you believe. A study revealed that 40% of patients diagnosed with complete certainty had incorrect diagnoses. This shows that people often overestimate how certain they are about their knowledge and opinions. This isn't always because they're biased, sometimes, they just want to feel confident. If you're ever completely sure about something, it's good to question yourself. Being too confident might mean you're stuck in a soldier mindset, where you're defending your beliefs without considering other possibilities. In disasters, people often use motivated reasoning for survival, which harms them. In a crisis, it's natural to seek simple explanations due to uncertainty. However, those with a scout mindset remain logical even on tough days. They don't rely on tactics that cloud judgment. Instead, they evaluate the situation, focus on the positives, and strategize for the present and future. The self-belief model suggests success depends on self-confidence and ignoring negative facts. But this approach is flawed. It overlooks the importance of questioning and assessing risks. Understanding the likelihood of success is crucial. It helps decide how much effort, time, or money to invest in a venture. Sometimes, taking on a challenge with low odds of success can be worth it, especially if the goal is meaningful. Think of Elon Musk when he started Tesla, believing his chances of making it big were only 1 in 10. This mindset, understanding that success might not come, but trying anyway, can be liberating. Analyzing your chances logically can keep you going. Jeff Bezos, for example, told his early Amazon investors that he had less than a 1 in 3 chance of succeeding. But he went for it anyway. It's important to know there are two types of confidence: knowing facts, epistemic confidence, and how you connect with others, social confidence. While being right is great, how you share your ideas, social confidence, often matters more. This means a soldier who knows all the stats won't be as convincing as someone who can relate to their audience and communicate their point effectively. Identifying with groups or ideologies can compromise objectivity. Understanding your identity means not being too proud of it, and knowing it can change based on different social situations, power dynamics, and feelings. The ideological Turing test is about explaining a belief you disagree with so well that people think you believe it. People who strongly identify with their beliefs often avoid this test because they don't like trying to understand something they think is wrong. To have real conversations and convince others to reconsider their views, you must understand their opinions and perspectives. Check for bias. Before deciding, look for any personal bias that might distort your judgment. Use thought experiments to challenge your thinking. Measure certainty. When you're sure about something, double-check how certain you are. Address worries. If you're worried about a potential problem, don't dismiss it. Instead, plan what you'll do if it happens. Explore opposing views. Read content from a source you disagree with, but make sure it's one you respect enough to potentially change your mind. Understand others. Instead of labeling people as irrational, try to understand the reasons behind their actions or words. Correct your beliefs. Look for opportunities to update your beliefs or adjust your confidence in them. Revisit disagreements. If you've changed your mind on a topic you once disagreed with someone on, reach out to that person. Test your ideology. Test your ideology on topics you feel strongly about. Try an ideological Turing test. Engage with someone from the opposing side to see if you can understand their perspective. Key points. 1. The scout mindset prioritizes truth and long-term planning over immediate comfort and conformity. 2. Self-deception and motivated reasoning can lead to unrealistic optimism and hinder long-term goals. 3. Overvaluing others' opinions can lead to a soldier mindset, focusing on defense rather than clarity. 4. Adopting a scout mindset can help navigate crises and everyday challenges with reasoned responses. 5. Questioning one's certainty and biases can prevent being stuck in a soldier mindset. 6. Engaging with opposing views and understanding different perspectives can lead to more effective communication. 7. Regularly reassess beliefs and be open to changing your mind when presented with new evidence.